Devin Hunt.
Ron Newman.
Doug Bower.
And parties.
Travis Iris, Nate Shearer.
Megan Clark, Southwest Missouri Council Veteran.
The Shallers, Florida.
And we'll, do we get minutes to approve? Did they bring them? Yeah, okay.
Stephanie's going to bring them in here.
Okay. So we'll just move on.
Move to table minutes.
Motion's been made for second. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Motion carries. So old business, anyone have?
I'm not sure if this is old business. I think the handouts that I've given you is the Long Creek Bridge summary. Many of you were at Partners in Progress, so you would have already seen all of this stuff. And Megan and Beth have seen this more than they want to. But anyway, we've spoken about Long Creek Bridge in the past, and MoDA had their open house, 300 attendees at OTC, had taken public comment. Christy Bachman is the project engineer on this particular project, I guess. I don't know what else to call it. So what you see there is the three proposed solutions there, north alignment, a existing alignment, a south alignment. If you turn the pages, you'll see some more delineation on each of the alignments. Major bridge, some of it comes out of major bridge funding, but there's still going to be some need for, what's the new term, system improvement money? What's the new term?
Since we are in 2022 for our construction year, I believe it's all coming out of major bridge money. That's a change in the way the funding is.
Okay, so that's a very positive change. One thing that I want to bring to the board's attention is, and I'm not sure whether it's in my district or an open district, but Mr. Tim Friend, the property owner that would be on the left-hand side of your page, Delmonico, was at partners meeting. He's met with myself. I did speak with Beth and Travis Kessner, the district engineer, about his concerns. He really supports the south alignment, just simply because there's a couple of reasons. Safety is one, and Mr. Friend's career is steel construction. He's quite familiar with bridge building. He's been involved with major bridge construction. That north alignment, that tightens that radius on that west side curve. He is willing to forego that first driveway closest to the bridge on the north side with the second one. The line of sight there for highway speeds is not as good as he would like to see or like he might be. Also, it does encroach. He did share, which I was quite surprised about, he shared that he does have a $55 million hotel project approved on that site, and this will impact that and be renegotiated. And prior to all of that happening, Joe Lasargis and I met with him, and I thought maybe this was just going to be one of these leverage things where he says, I'm thinking of doing this, and I didn't do that. I saw signed commitments, finance, the whole nine yards. So with 55 on the north side and 30-something on the south side, that is an $82 million project that he would really like to see that south alignment help facilitate. Not only for safety, but for, and he will work with the right of way on that. But you can see that south radius on the west side is a much larger radius. So that was.
Does he have a plat of that proposed hotel where you can identify where it is in relationship to the new alignments and so forth?
I'm sure he does.
I would think that'd be good to put on the record so that doesn't get overlooked.
Yeah, there's a little bit of proprietary information that we've got to be careful of. That's why I was quite surprised at Partners, because Jones and I were under confidentiality deal, but he said a lot in partners, so.
Well, you talked with him, Remy, you may ask me if it may be a benefit to have it on the record, because us like a stakeholder, you know, you're going to impact that greatly if we see exactly how it lies in there.
The other thing is, both Stone County and Taney County are highly interested in that particular project. Simply on the Taney County side, that is not an incentive project, so that's $82 million of property tax that goes directly to schools. And on the Stone County side, they're quite interested in the 50 new jobs that that would create. So there's a lot of stuff. So anyway, just be aware that that's in the mix. He did come. I have thought about trying to ask him to come over here today, but I think probably several of you have heard from him already, and I don't know that we need to continue to.
So they're welcome at future meetings if he has, if he wants to.
He knows that all of this is available to him, and he's willing to come and do stuff, but at any rate, just know that. I think that's kind of the update on.
Before we leave that, had the benefit of your meeting that you hosted the other day, and we went over this in detail. One item that was brought up that has been brought to our attention previously as a reminder, and I'd like to have it put on the record, is there was concern previously expressed about that downhill grade on the east side and the turnout lanes. My understanding, that has not been explicitly addressed in this design, so.
Yeah, it will not be addressed in this project.
Well, that's usually for discussion, but I have an offer. If there's something that would co-join with it, it's best to do it at this time, you know, rather than come back. The only reason, because it's been expressed as a safety issue, heavy trucks coming down there, people trying to turn, ram it in the rear of them, and all these kinds of things. So if it can be done at this time, you know, that would be definitely time to do it. Open for discussion.
Just to make sure that everybody's clear, the east side intersections that you see there are private drives. Those are not the ones Ron's talking about. The ones Ron are talking about is up the hill off the sheet. And this ones that we've talked about before.
Lambda and Long Creek.
Yes.
Outside of the current
project. And I made a note when you mentioned that might be something you want to submit for our list that we maintain. Because a lot of times we can work with MoDOT. If there's something like that that's come up on our list when they are coming in to resurfacing, if they can make additional add-ons or improvements while they're coming in to do resurfacing, then that allows them, you know, maybe that's something they can look at whenever 86 is up for resurfacing on that side. They can say, okay, how much more would it cost to purchase that right away and add a turn lane or an acceleration and deceleration?
Do we have a write-up on that? I know we discussed it.
We do. It's
15 on your list.
But do we have verbiage?
That we can just pull
over. It's got a full sheet development.
Okay. So yeah, if you guys want that, we can add that to our list for this year. That way.
Officially furnish that?
Yeah, what's
the Mr. Chairman, maybe I'll make a motion.
I move to furnish
that project sheet and description to give attention to consideration. You know that? It's a motion.
I'm not opposed to this. We'll get a second. I'll second, so I guess.
We're open to discussion, too.
Well, you can't tell you.
We have a motion, and do we have a second?
Second.
And a second. Is there any discussion?
Okay, discussion. The only problem I've got is you've got Mr. whatever his name is, Pence, that's all concerned about Lakeshore Drive, and then we've got people all over that are concerned about their project. You've got 248 in the turn lanes and all this. If we start doing each one of these individually to MoDOT, then are we going to do them all, or are we going to
just... Let's do them all.
Well,
they're all safety.
Then you're going to get none. That's what's
going to
happen. I just have to tell you, that's what's going to happen to you. You're going
to
get none.
We're obligated to try to do that, though, from the safety perspective. So, again, I recommend the motion.
All right.
I hear you loud and clear. It's a matter of resources, and we understand.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's what
if we don't bring it back for again consideration, it's not ever going to happen, potentially.
Well, then are you going to nominate all these other ones, or are you just going to leave it at this one?
Just leave it at this one for now. Take more of the time.
Just checking.
it is far enough up to where it would be off. It'd be off the map, right?
It's out of this project.
It's
outside of
this. It's another 300 yards.
It's not including this with the bridge project, right?
Saying so right up that we are describing this safety issue be brought to the attention because it's adjoining and encroaching on this project.
I just got one other question. Where does it rank on your list compared to Lakeshore Drive and others?
It's 15th. Lakeshore is 5th.
Is what?
5th.
5. So it's actually a higher priority on our list, right?
No. Where is other projects?
Yeah, Lakeshore is 5, and that one's 15.
And where is 248? We had Buchanan Road and 248.
There's several. 248, Grand Sales Parkway is 10.
So all of those are higher priorities.
This stands on our project list, and they're ranked. We stand behind every one of these.
Okay, I understand that, but I thought the idea of prioritizing was to take the highest priority, wasn't it?
We get to the Lakeshore discussion project, we'll express that. So we haven't even discussed that yet. But you're right, we're all in favor of that to being as ranked here. It's a higher on the ranking.
And I should know, if I know I'm sure the kink of it, the list I maintain is obviously different from your list because mine can only be state routes. You guys can obviously compare it more than that. But we have not in the past, but we could look at essentially taking your exact prioritization list and using it as mine, just subtracting out anything that's not a state route list. So I'm just throwing that out there to confuse things.
Well, it's a great proposal, actually. But maybe that's an item for discussion under agenda.
I have a note to say I'll be back in May to actually have this discussion with you, but I'm just throwing that out there as a thought.
Does this exonerate me from filling out all those little sheets that I've already filled out?
That's potentially. I know, Rick was all over it.
Well, I mean, they came up, they needed, so we took the current priority list and I put in new sheets to update it for this year, but it certainly isn't this extensive at all. So,
well, that process seems to be working pretty well. Maybe on just that aspect, leave it as it is, because you take the highest priority and then pass it over to...
Here's what else is going to happen to you. Well, we have to live with 10 of the counties or 9 of the counties. And when we do something like this, we're going to start an arms race that we better be careful of because we can wind up not in a place we want to be when they think we're being smarties. First of all, we kind of live on the edge anyway because I go to those things dressed like this and everybody else goes dressed like county people. And so they think that somehow or another we might not be in the right frame of mind here. We go and send a whole list like that.
Well, the good thing is I only paint the top three. So I maintain that list. I don't necessarily get the top five. So I'm headed to the top three.
So if I'm not mistaken, I've already sent in our top three.
Okay.
Actually, I think I sent in 4.
Yeah.
For this year?
Well, for every year. I just take that and when Megan sends out to the TAC representatives, which I represent Taney County on the TAC, then I quickly respond back as quickly as I can respond back. And they say if it hasn't changed from last year, don't send them in again. You don't have to. I always feel like it's good to let them know we're alive out here in the weeds and do that. So do know that I've already submitted our version of this year's update according to what the desires of the board has been publicly. So just know that.
That's a good process, huh?
So, and right now, this project is 15, so there's 14 others ahead of it that are in. Only 4 of them were submitted, and the rest of them are. And one of those is a Penn project, which is different than. So it's 3, top 3 plus Penn.
One of them is a roundabout, too. It'll be off. That's 12.
So anyway, that's the discussion about all this stuff.
What 3 projects do you see?
I think the Taney County Expressway is one, and.
Second was 76. I don't know if you submitted that one. Raise it.
No.
3 is 165. 4 is widening 160 through 4 side.
I think that is 4. That was one of them. And again, I would have to go back and look. I